Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Sending lots of love and good wishes for the day, for the week. Happy Halloween, if there is such a thing in your life going on. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, leading the way. I was thinking about what would happen if we had a hidden camera following us during the day. Would you, what would people think? If a camera was following you, Victoria, camera following you, Jennifer, what would people think of what they would see if they could, you know, see what you do in a day? What do you think?
Well, I think people would be exhausted. I have a pretty busy day. Yeah. Probably question my sanity. And and I also deal with a lot of weirdos all day long, so it's fun. So I'd imagine.
Here's what I imagine
it would be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of weirdos. Well,
and it just weirdos, I say with love, because, you know, yeah, they're eclectic people.
All right, what about you, Victoria?
Weirdos are people, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jen's would be way more interesting than mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I work from home. Like, you know, I've always worked from home, so it's just me and the dogs and Lewis. It's not that exciting.
No. It's interesting for people to get a perspective of what they think about what we think about our friends and what they do during the day, what we think about our family. I'm always curious as to what my daughter or my son, my grandson is doing during the day. And I've, you know, I get the report, but I don't know that it's the same as if you were just, well, I don't know. I'm just feeling, does it seem, that's maybe a little
weird.
Seems
like you're like leaning on stalker, like stalker status.
Well, that's what I wonder
about.
Do
when no one's watching,
right?
Yeah. I think we'd all be so embarrassed if people just watched us when we thought no one was there. And it's not that we're doing anything weird or incriminating, but I don't know. Like, the faces people make. Right? Yeah. I feel like, I don't know.
I suppose maybe a little bit. I think sometimes, because I do think differently than a lot of people, I wonder just what people are thinking. We have, you know, I don't know. It just seems. Oh, by the way, the Dodgers won the World Series. By the way, in case you haven't heard,
are they still partying and becoming super spreaders? That's all I keep seeing.
No, okay, so yeah, so one of the things that I think it screams conspiracy, but whatever. Justin Turner, who's their third baseman, during the game got pulled during the seventh inning because Major League Baseball said he had a positive coronavirus test.
This is why I
kind of think there's something weird going on here. Just to set the stage, when the Houston Astros that cheated their way to the World Series and beat the Dodgers in 2017.
They did, too.
They did. And yeah. Major League Baseball was really soft on them, like notoriously soft. There were no player suspensions, like really minimal stuff. And so Justin Turner has been, and basically the players in the league, by the way, were told by Major League Baseball not to talk about it. And so Justin Turner has been probably the loudest of the critics for Rob Manfred, saying, we were robbed. This is going to be something that has ruined baseball. It would be part of the history of the game. And Rob Manfred failed us, basically, by saying that a trophy is only a piece of metal. And that the Dodgers shouldn't worry about it.
Congratulations.
So yes. Justin Turner was really the loudest one to criticize him publicly. And lo and behold, game six, Dodgers are up, and Justin Turner gets pulled out of the game because he has a COVID test. Now, keep in mind, these players are living in a bubble. They're only having contact with each other. And to add to that, the first test he had was inconclusive. So then they gave him another test, and they say they got the results back during the game, which seems to me that they should be failing. Yeah, either you get it back before
the game
or not.
Results came back for no other players, none from the other team.
And then they pulled him out. And
so
is it punishment? Because Justin was not able to, like, rush the field with the other teammates. And you know those moments after that game. And so he was put in isolation. And so now people are actually saying, now people are going after Justin because an hour after the celebration already happened, the poor guy has been waiting for it forever and working at it. Then he comes out to take at least a team photo and stuff with his team members, and people flipped because he took a picture with his mask off. And again, they're in a bubble. Is that 2-hour difference? If you've already exposed those people in innings 1 through 7, are you going to make a huge difference by being out on the field in innings?
Probably not. Probably not.
No. So, I don't know. I just...
And is it even a legitimate positive?
Right.
Because if the first one was inconclusive, then, you know, we're still seeing so many test results that are just either false negatives, false positives.
Right.
Yeah, lost in the mail, inconclusive. It's just, we still don't have one standardized national test. And there are different methods being used. You know, I have friends in California who, you know, we've had differences of opinion because they're relying way too heavily on those saliva tests that are not accurate. They're like 50% accurate. So if you're not doing the nasal swab,
The DJV download today features a discussion of my dog Daisy and the mice that are invading the house and the barn. We also have a conversation about Blake and Gwen getting engaged. Hooray! John Stewart's new series is a focal point of our download. The new Borat hit and him getting Giuliani. And then the Chrissy Teigen, John Legend story about their baby. All that in the latest DJV download. You can catch a new one every single day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That's the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You've heard of Bram Stoker. This is the time of year when people are talking about Dracula, it's Halloween, scary stuff. Bram Stoker was responsible, was the author, in fact, of Dracula back in 1897. And we have accomplished a feat here. We found his great-grandnephew, Dacre, who is here with us. He actually manages the Stoker Estate in Montreal. Welcome to the DJV program, Dacre.
Thank you, Doug. My pleasure to be here, especially on Halloween week. This is the big time of the year for the Stoker family. Let me tell
I'm
you.
Sure it is. Well, describe what goes on in your life.
Well, you know, I was a sort of boring for a while. I was a school teacher for 25 years and coached all the way at the Olympics for Canada. But in the last 15 years, I've totally just decided to change my focus. I've written a couple of books, a prequel and a sequel to Bram Stoker's Dracula. I do a ton of research, as does my wife, you know, on Google. When the world allows me, I go to Ireland and do a ton of research in the different libraries there, go to different conferences, meet the fans. I've been in Transylvania numerous times, leading tours, working on a documentary film about, you know, where Bram Stoker set his story. So, you know, really every day is like a little bit of Halloween for me, getting ready for some event. Or something that I'm doing. It's really quite marvelous.
Is it well known? I think a lot of people think that your great-great-uncle, I guess, right? Is that who he is? Is Irish or was Irish? This is an Irish story, not an English story, which is what I think a lot of people...
You're right, Doug. There's confusion because he was born in 1847. He lived half his life in Ireland, in Dublin. Worked there and went to college there, but when he got a big break to move to London to manage the Lyceum Theatre for Sir Henry Irving, he moved there, brought his Irish wife with him, who had been dating Oscar Wilde before that, and had a son and lived the second half of his life and actually wrote Dracula when he was in England, and he did his research there. But I'll tell you the honest truth that he maintained his Irishness throughout his life. He inserted, you know, a lot of his motivations and inspirations were from the old Irish folklore, superstitions and things that he was born and raised on. And also, it's sad, but his very difficult childhood, 7 years of being an invalid, he was able to absorb a lot of these cautionary tales about banshees and changelings and pookas and fairies and all that kind of stuff. I call it sort of an Irish stew, stuff that he was influenced by. Stories by his mom and his nanny, horrifying things. Now, Ireland has come out of all those horrifying days, but Bram kept that with him in the back of his mind, and then he combined that with research and found this country of Transylvania to set the story in. But there's a lot of Irishness in it.
I look at these stories about Count Dracula, and I wonder what the real inspiration for that and vampires. Did that come, you talk about his early years, but what really do we know about the inspiration? I mean, think about the character and how it has weathered the test of time. What's the magic here?
There is some magic. There's also a couple of known things. There's always tricks that we figure out about magic. First of all, there was a couple of books written about vampires before Bram penned Dracula. So he didn't invent the thing. The idea was out there. But he did this tremendous research that found that people really were concerned in the 1600s, 1700s throughout Europe as the plagues were going through Europe. There was religion and there's superstition, as we all know. And religion was saying, oh, this disease is their God's will. But people were more inquiring about that. And there was a superstition that was saying, oh, but it's the spirits of the dead that are coming out and sucking the life from the living. And so there was this legitimate vampire scare, as there was in New England in the late 1800s when tuberculosis was ripping through New England. So Bram capitalized on, and I've seen that in the research. I've seen the exact books that he studied in the London Library. I've seen his notes in the Philadelphia Rosenbach Museum. I've seen the typescript out in Seattle. So he took something that people already knew about a little bit and turned it into a story that he brought into England that just rocked everybody and obviously changed the world.
All right. We have our two ladies that I know have questions for you, so I'm going to ask you to hold on for a couple minutes, if you don't mind, and spend a little bit more time talking to you. Dacre Stoker, the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, author of Dracula, here with us on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, the continuing conversation here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Dacre Stoker is here. How many people messed that up? I have to think about it as I'm saying it, and I'm a guy who's used his mouth and his mind for 50-some-odd years, but looking at Dacre Stoker, that's a mouthful. It's an interesting...
You were one of the first people that got it right, Doug, on the first go, so I think you must have some good mojo working today. Thank you.
Well, actually, I have a farm and lots of acres of land, so I understand how the acre goes with the D.
Yep,
ladies,
that's how I tell people.
Irish history is one of Victoria's specialties because her heritage is Ireland. Did you grow up, Victoria, knowing a lot about Bram Stoker?
Not until I read Dracula, until I was, you know, older. It wasn't something that my parents were like, here, you're eight, read this book. But I can definitely tell you, Dacre, that my dad is from Ireland, from County Meath, not far outside of Dublin. And when you mentioned the Banshees, I can't. That brings me back to being 7 or 8 years old, walking outside late at night with my older cousins, and them totally convincing me that Banshees were coming to get me. So that kind of sticks, that kind of Irish folklore is definitely in my blood and and in my psyche and definitely sticks with me. But when people see your name, the Stoker name is just, it's just so legendary. How was that growing up for you? Did everyone just assume that you were a vampire or that you were obsessed with that? Yeah, or that legacy?
I'm glad you asked that question. It's a little embarrassing. The answer is around Halloween, yes. I mean, I got ribbed like no end. People would say,
oh, I can imagine.
But a week before Halloween, oh, what happens? We're going to come to your house, and you're going to take our blood or give us candy. You know, what's my trick and treating going to be like experience with you? And it was like, oh, God, you know, let's get this over with. But, of course, now as I grow up, it's a great time for publicity, for the books, and for Bram, and reminding people that, you know, Ireland, as you well know, is the home of Halloween, the birthplace of Dracula. So, you know, let's take advantage of it.
Right.
You know, I didn't know. Actually, we had a couple of guests on this week, Baker, talking about that. I'm half Irish, too, and I had never really, I don't know why it didn't sink in for me that this is really such a huge part of Irish culture. And the as you mentioned, the banshees, we've heard a lot about the fairies who were up doing it no good all around Ireland around this time of year, and, of course, about the spirit implications that come with Halloween. But I'm really interested in the estate. So is this something that people can visit, the Bram Stoker Estate in Montreal?
No, it's there is no physical building. The estate simply
just your the estate. His will is money. But is there? But no, actually, the question that I have is there a place that people can go? Because I imagine with such an interesting life and such an impact on culture, are there places around the world really that pay tribute to Bram?
Well, luckily it's Dublin, Ireland now. They've embraced them. There's a Bram Stoker Festival going on, obviously virtually this year, but there is a bronze bust of Bram Stoker in the Dublin Writers Museum, and there's one in the Museum of Popular Culture in Seattle, Washington. So you've really got to go to Dublin and do the tour. The Trinity College has his papers there. Marsh's Library has records of him studying there. There is a plaque outside Dublin Castle where he worked, and there's a wonderful sort of fun house slash horror house that has sort of a walk of fame that gives history of Bram Stoker just across the street from where he was born in Clontarf. So there is some places, but otherwise you go to bramstokerestate.com that my wife and I run the website, and it's got all you need to know about Bram Stoker, about his writings, not just Dracula, the other stuff as well.
That's very
pretty
cool.
Fascinating.
I was just looking at that,
actually. Get right down to it.
Yeah.
It really is there. I wonder if he were alive today, what he would think of all the attention that the book and the story has gotten. What do you think, Dacre?
Well, I need to go very shortly because I've got another show. But I think, you know, being a theater manager, he would have been so darn proud.
Well, it's nice this time of year to get the story behind the story. Dacre Stoker, the great grandnephew of Bram Stoker, the Irish author of Dracula, here on the DJV program at 29 past the hour.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use, it's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good morning, friends. Here's how we start the day. Walter Wallace Jr.'s family is seeking justice, but they do not want the Philadelphia officers who killed the 27-year-old black man to be charged with murder. The family, including Wallace's mother and wife, privately reviewed the police body camera footage of the fatal shooting early Thursday morning. When asked why the family would not want to pursue murder charges against the two officers, the family said the police were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. The United Nations is calling it the worst shipwreck of 2020. About 200 migrants were aboard a boat that caught fire and capsized on Saturday after it left Senegal for the Canary Islands. At least 140 have drowned, according to the International Organization for Migration. The boat had left Mbeur, a coastal town in western Senegal. The Senegalese and Spanish navies, as well as nearby fishermen, managed to rescue 59 people and recover the remains of 20 others. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott talks about the old school short track being the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
It does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So, it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year since this format was implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So it's always been important, and I think rightfully so.
The Xfinity 500 race is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Icon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour. Now, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Lots of COVID material floating around these days, ladies. Not that that's anything new, but it does seem to be there's twists and turns in the road, mostly because of where the virus is bad and where it is less bad. Is that a term? Is that a fair term? Not all virus outbreaks are the same. Canada and Germany worth some attention. France has gone up.
Has Canada spiked? Because Canada had been pretty tempered this whole time. But I know Europe is about to go on a lockdown.
Europe is
really locking it down again.
Germany and Canada haven't escaped the the wave of the virus, but they're certainly not doing as badly as a lot of other folks, including us. I guess that's what maybe that's the way of looking at it. Some of the European governments are doing what we're doing here. I noticed that Angela Merkel says we must act and act now to prevent another crisis.
She went after bars and restaurants, so they're closed again in Germany.
Yes, right. I think they are in France, too, are they not? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Paris has had, Paris got hit, I think it was last week or the week before, they started seeing like 3,000 cases a day, and then it just kept climbing. So Paris had to go into some sort of a lockdown. My family in Ireland, they're back, they're going to be doing a lot. They actually just started a lockdown last weekend.
Yeah.
So you know, they handled it really well initially, and then everybody got lax, and they get overconfident.
Well,
you know,
here's what I think, if I may, in my own way, look at this and say there's a certain amount of respect in Canada. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. There's deference to authority in Canada that we don't have here.
I
so
don't buy that, actually. I think
well, look at the numbers,
the
though, Jennifer.
Yeah, but look
young
at
people
the numbers.
Today in America are the most unlikely to wear a mask. They basically are saying, up yours to authority, you know, just because you're telling me to wear a mask, I don't have to. And they're not, the educational aspect or the import of what happens is not coming through. It isn't. People are ignoring a lot of really good, viable material on wearing a face mask and sanitizing, washing your hands, maintaining distance. You know, it's just not these people, for whatever the arrogance, the ignorance of being young, whatever the hell it is, but individuals 18 to 29, according to this info that came out from the CDC, are like just not wearing masks, period. 69% of those people in that era, in that age group are not wearing masks. 86% of people older than that are wearing masks. So what does that tell you about age?
Well, because they think
live forever,
they're impervious to it, you know, and it's, you know, and
selfish, though.
Statistically, people in that age bracket, some have died, but statistically, they tend to be asymptomatic, but they're just spreading it everywhere.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
know,
what
but,
I'm saying, the polite thing to do.
Right.
It's not all about you, even though it is, I guess they all think it's about them. They can't tell me what to do. It's just ignorant. That's the way I look at it, anyway. So, with that, the new Vanderbilt study on COVID, Victoria, hospitalizations going up and that sort of thing. Again, this is not a death sentence, but the number of people who are getting it is it's unnecessary.
I think what's alarming is the number of people who are requiring hospitalization, because a lot of COVID cases from the beginning have self-resolved. That was something, that was a term that Governor Cuomo in New York used. He said most of the cases, you stay at home, you stay away from people, and they self-resolve. The problem now is that we're seeing more and more people needing to be in the hospital, and that's where it gets dicey, in my opinion.
Well, you know, that's what people say, I think, a lot. But I think the real truth is that people are in the hospital more and longer because they're getting remdesivir. That's actually being prescribed, and you have to be hospitalized. You can't take
that
at home.
Well, that's a good thing.
So,
I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
there's some good stuff coming out of this.
I mean, people are like, I don't know. I think the numbers can be, as much as people go, well, it's science, I think the numbers can be a bit misleading because maybe more people are seeking hospitalization now because they know more. Maybe they're seeking hospitalization and being kept because they can be administered medicine that's making them better. I don't know. I mean,
but how do you explain that in Nova Scotia there isn't any, there are no cases?
I just looked up Canada because I hadn't heard. Canada had a surge early on. Remember even Justin Trudeau's wife got COVID? That
was
part
of the big back story then.
Line.
We're talking about now.
Right.
I
love when I am trying to finish.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
And you just jump all over me.
Ow. So, calm down.
I love you. But now they're saying that there's a second wave coming because Canada had Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving was the second Monday of October.
Mm-hmm.
And so now everybody in Canada is going crazy that there's going to be another wave. And
well, and that's what they're worried about with our own Thanksgiving here and the holidays coming up. So that's why you'll see a lot of CDC guidelines and a lot of doctors saying that you shouldn't travel for Thanksgiving and you shouldn't have Thanksgiving dinner with anyone who's not in your household.
I am frustrated because shutdowns were told, we all played by the rules, and we were told 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and that was in March. And it went from flattening the curve and not overwhelming hospitals and acknowledging that we're dealing with a pandemic to, in my state, just being shut down until there's a cure. And I think that is totally ridiculous. It is ludicrous.
Well,
and,
California and is just wrong. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but a lot, I mean, California is just ridiculous. But to write it off as just being California, no, that's like the future of some states that maybe aren't where we are. It's also what I think a lot of states are doing right now, depending on who's leading and where their advice is coming from. If you think that we should shut down until this is until there's some sort of cure, that's going to kill the country and leave us in much worse shape than we would ever be because of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news that came out of Vanderbilt University, and we've talked about Vanderbilt on and off throughout the whole pandemic because they've been kind of at the forefront of university hospitals that have been doing COVID research. And remember, we talked about Dolly Parton gave, I think it's $1 million or $2 million to Vanderbilt University for COVID research. And so their new analysis came out that, as we've been saying, hospitalizations are rising more dramatically, but they found that they're rising most dramatically in places that don't require people to wear a face mask. So this goes back to what a lot of health experts have been saying for months, masks work. And so it's you know, they're... I don't know. It's frustrating because, like you were saying, younger people just don't seem to be wearing masks.
No.
I don't know why.
No.
I've seen a lot of younger men, younger boys not wearing masks. I see a lot of, you know, we live in a touristy area here at the Jersey Shore, and I see a lot of girls, younger girls are wearing masks, but the guys, for whatever reason, you know, they just don't seem to want to do it in that age bracket. But this new study from Vanderbilt found that they were comparing different Tennessee hospitals based on who had a mask mandate and who didn't, and they found that at least 75% of patients who were subject to local mask requirements, those hospitalizations were now at the same were at the same level as July 1st. So this is a bad sign. We're backtracking. And essentially they found, they studied 43,000 people who were in the hospital right now. That number is obviously continuing to go up, but, they're just, you know, the findings seem to be, it's not just Tennessee, it's around the country. The model is there. If you wear a mask, fewer people end up in the hospital. And if
so
you are wearing a mask.
Why can't we reopen things? If wearing masks works, why can't we reopen things with people wearing
masks? I mean, we're reopening everything in New Jersey and New York,
yeah,
and people, you know, for the most part, New York takes it really seriously. People in New York wear a mask and they take it seriously. I would say we're at like 60% of people in New Jersey take it seriously and wear a mask. The other 40, I don't know what they're doing. But our businesses are open. Everything is opening.
New
in
York
New York
isn't. I mean, from
yeah,
what
New
I mean,
York is.
York? I mean,
yeah, New York is.
No, restaurants and everything, the stores,
everything's open.
A lot is still shut down.
So no, there are a lot of
that's what Trump likes to say, that New York is dead.
It's
New York
not Trump
is not
that's
dead.
Telling me that. It's not Trump
well,
that's
he's been
me
saying that, but it's not.
It's,
that's not true. I have friends who are at I have friends at restaurants every single night in New York.
So the traffic is back in the city because I've heard it's just empty.
The traffic is not back because people are commuting from Connecticut and Long Island and New Jersey. You're not supposed to. So the traffic is, mass transit is starting back, but people aren't back in offices on a daily basis. Schools are
so
now,
not
kids
really
are now going.
So it's not super open is the point. Is that
no, businesses, what I'm saying, businesses are open in terms of restaurants, retail stores, all of that is open. So, now kids are going back to school in-person learning. That's the next phase that starts, I think, yesterday, I think they announced it. So by next week, kids will be back in school.
So there's a contest in New York for the most fashionable mask. They're seeing this, the governor and his daughter are, there's a contest.
Yeah, they paired up with fashion designers. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And so if you look at some of the pictures, there's one that I saw, it says on a logo, New York Tough. A lot of people are wearing
that. Yeah, that's the
slogan. That, yeah. And it's interesting to see some of them, look at some of the highlights of these masks. Every Monday, 5 masks are released, and they're selling them, and they're giving the money to Feeding America, which is a good thing, and also to Nurse Heroes. So I thought that was kind of cute that they keep talking about wearing masks. They're looking for, Cuomo said the other day that 98% of the people in New York are wearing face coverings.
They are.
New Yorkers are taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. And whether it's on the subway, I have friends who take the subway to commute to work every day. You know, people are they're taking it seriously. That's one thing that New York can do. New Yorkers can come together in a tough time, and they can be smart about it. And I mean, this, look at the numbers, how they crushed the numbers. The numbers were astronomical.
We haven't done that. Massachusetts has fallen behind where they were before because they haven't done the same things that New York has done. Could mouthwash...
And New York also killed off their most vulnerable very early on, right?
No, that's not true. Older people?
That's not true at all.
What do you mean kill them off? Because they died of the COVID?
Cuomo put a lot of people in nursing homes without disclosing
that happened
their COVID.
In every state. That was not just New York. That happened everywhere.
A lot of people, there's a commission investigating his actions about that because it seems that maybe grandma and grandpa got off and he wasn't being totally honest about what happened to them.
Hmm. All right, we'll investigate that. Meanwhile, mouthwash. Could that be the secret key to preventing the coronavirus? Find out our most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Has a focus on a lot of things that are being tested. He'll have the update this week. Last week we've had COVID updates with Ken very consistently over the past 6 months, but I thought this was very interesting. We talked about that here as well, but it started in a conversation that I had with Ken on Good Day Health. So catch the podcast about mouthwash, the most recent one that features Ken Kronhaus. We have two, one with Dr. Jack Stockwell, one with Ken Kronhaus every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find it, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen temporal scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tis the season to think holiday gifting, and we're all learning all about the best beauty buys to give this holiday season right from the pros. Sephora Beauty Director David Rosano and Sephora Collections National Artist Helen Phillips as they share some of Sephora's must-have 2020 holiday gifts.
And we're going to share with you some of Sephora's holiday must-haves.
So to kick it off, we have six Sephora holiday kits for you, and I'm going to start with Sephora Collection's The Enchanted Jungle set. This set is amazing for anybody who likes masks. So this has eight different masks for face, hand, feet, and hair, and you can get a spa day at home for just $25.
That's such a good one. And I'm going to move into a product from one of the newest exclusive brands from Sephora, Rare Beauty. This is the Lip Soufflé Duo. It's a perfect gift for that person in your life who loves a bold lip. Two really gorgeous, wearable shades, perfect for any skin tone. And best of all, it's only $20.
That's amazing. So along with value, we have our Bright and Beaming Brush Set by Sephora Collection. It has 8 brushes, so you can achieve a full face, and it has this really sleek gold pouch that you can take it on the go for touch-ups. It's valued at $92, but you can pick it up for just $49.
Now, skincare is a really hot category, and from Drunk Elephant, we have Dewy the Polypeptide Kit. This is an awesome set that contains everything you need to nourish your skin, reduce the visible signs of fine lines and wrinkles, and give your skin that gorgeous glow that everybody wants this holiday season. The retail value here is $108, but exclusively to Sephora, you can get it for just $75.
Amazing. And to go with that glow, we have Sephora Collection's Wild Wishes Cream Lip Stain Set. This is an amazing set with 6 of our best-selling shades, but you can pick it up for the price of just 2. So for $30, this is a great gift for your BFF or your mom. They'll thank you, and so will your wallet.
And I've definitely got another one that your wallet's going to thank you for. This is the Sephora Favorites Lash Stash. It's a wonderland for eyelashes. 7 mascaras, a lash primer, a lash growing serum, and a pair of false lashes. Now, here's the thing. The value on this is $172, but hold on. You actually get it for just $48. This is one of those sets you pick up for all your friends and definitely one for yourself.
And you can find all of these products and more on Sephora.com, the Sephora app, or just pop into your local Sephora.
And just so you know, the holiday savings event at Sephora starts on October 30th and goes through November 9th. This is an incredible opportunity for our beauty insiders to get up to 20% off. So if you are not a beauty insider, now is the time to sign up. It's free and easy to join, and there's a lot of perks.
Thanks so much for having us.
59 past the hour.
I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Social distancing has made going to a conventional movie theater difficult, if not impossible. However, what had been an entertainment relic is now a rediscovered form of cinema. According to Mini USA, drive-in movies are the ideal event for anyone with a car, because drivers can enjoy a common experience with friends and family while still taking appropriate precautions. For a free guide with tips and fun facts on how to enjoy a drive-in experience, visit miniusa.com/drive-in.
If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them. And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Exmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.xmark.com. That's backyard.xmark.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.